The amazing thing is when we start davening and we develop our own personal relationship with Hashem. We say He's Elokeinu, He's our God. We have a personal relationship with Him. But on the other hand, He's not just our God. He's Velekei Aviseinu. He's the God of our fathers. Essentially what that means is that when we daven, we're tapping into something so much bigger than ourselves in terms of our own religious identity and journey. Avraham Avinu wouldn't necessarily have been able to say such a thing. He didn't have Elokei Aviseinu. He had to work it out for himself. It reminds us of a pasuk of Da'as Elokei Avicha Va'avdehu. Know the God of your father and serve him. Which is what? David HaMelech tells Shlomo HaMelech before he dies. Yes, work it out for yourself. Yes, develop your own relationship with Hashem. But understand, and perhaps have the humility to realize, at the same time, for all of that which we can understand by ourselves, there might be a point where we hit a block. And at that point we rely on Masorah. We realize there are greater, bigger people than us, stretching back in time, that have been on that journey, that have worked it out, that had clarity, all the way back to Avraham Avinu. Ever since Avraham Avinu discovered on his own that existence can't have created itself, from nothing, nothing comes, there must be an infinite being that created this finite universe. It's been far easier for us to access it because we can rely on the Masorah, on that which has been handed down to us. So the two really go hand in hand. Yes, it's our own independent identity, it's Elokeinu. But on the other hand, it's Elokei Aviseinu. We're part of something that was handed down to us and we're going to pass on to others. We'll then say Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov, each one in their own unique way. An Av, a father, a founding principle. An Av goes from Aleph to Beis, takes that which is a singular unit, moves out to plurality. That's what the Avos were doing. Kadosh Baruch Hu loved Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. In fact, the pasuk says, "Bavisecha chashak Hashem la'avosam." Hashem desired your forefathers. He loved them. And He chose the Jewish people as a result of us being their children. Why did they choose? Why did Hashem choose them? Because they chose Hashem. Why are we the chosen people? Because we chose Hashem. We chose to be His ambassadors in the world. It's a huge responsibility and comes at a massive price, as we've learned over our history. But nonetheless, that's not something we'd exchange even for a moment. And with it comes a closeness of a relationship, an intimacy that no one else can achieve unless they're part of Klal Yisrael. So we're praising Hashem for creating the Avos. We're praising Hashem for creating great people, spiritual giants that were able to make Hashem's presence manifest in this world through their own choices, through their own neshamas, through their own personalities. They weren't normal human beings. They were the Merkava to the Shechina. They were the conduits of bringing godliness into the world. The incredible thing is we're part of that story. Certainly, Rosh Hashanah time. We read the episodes in Kriyas HaTorah of Avraham and Yitzchak. We're tapping in to the midos, the messages of those Avos.